about groove again and saying, bar, bar, bar. I know that's wrong, but we're just outlining a major triad. Ready and go.
Bar, bar,
bar. Now we should have the same vowel between the and la. Right now it is two completely different vowels. I get the la instead of the la. Okay, again, ready and go.
La, la,
good. The la board. Not so good. I liked your the la. That was much better, and our intonation was good because of our matching vowels. But then we let all the sound crawl back there, and the tongue got in the way. We had this blah sound of boat. Our boat was bad. Again, ready and go.
La, la,
us, maybe even about three quarters of us are there. There's still enough, though, that's pulling that pitch down and flat because we're not doing the correct vowel. The la bo, the la bo, bo bolt. It sounds like we're saying bolt. The la bolt. The la bo. Ready again.
The la bo.
Good. Now, basses, you're going to sing the la. Make it sparkle. Again, and go.
The la boat.
Can I hear just the leads? Ready, and go.
The la boat.
Yeah, should be the same pitch on From Love to Boat, but we let the vowel make it almost sound like a different pitch. The la boat. Again, and leads.
The la boat.
Good. Leads and berries together. Ready, and go. Flat again, both parts. All parts, all and go.
The love.
Now, what can we do without yelling, screaming to make a crescendo happen? What can we do by the time we get the boat that we can have something happen? I think you know the answer to it. I'm not going to feed it to you. Make it sound like something's happening on boat without doing that. Ready again and go.
The love boat.
Good. Now let's get the T sound together. Again and go.
The love boat.
You can do it. You can do it. What does it take? Yeah. But what does it take to have good intonation? What does it take to have a sound that is exciting to listen to, that sparkles, that does all of the above? What does it take?
Concentration.
Thinky, thinky. Right? A lot of times in our music, we are not thinking. I can tell by looking at you. Okay? It is like autopilot, or I think I know the notes, and it's a melody, who cares? You got to think about every single sound. It took us how many repetitions just to sing those three words?
Half a dozen.
Yeah, we don't have half a dozen in a song. Okay? Good. Now, can I hear the beginning of Love Boat with our da-da-da stuff? Let's get a pitch from you, David. And I left my iPad right there. Is it a
leave out? Yeah. Here somewhere.
Okay, just pull it up right
here. B flat.
Yep, B flat.
Yep.
The very first vowel. Are you already thinking about leads? I hope so. What is the very first vowel?
La.
In fact, don't sing the word love, just sing ah. I want to hear leads and then the first chord. Understood?
La.
Nope, that is not the pitch you gave. Again, sing.
La.
You're almost a half step flat, some of us. Come on, get it up there. Again. Good. Now, here's what I'm seeing, that you're trying to correct the pitch by doing this. What kind of sound are we going to get if this is what we look like while we're singing? Ah. this. Again, please. Now, basses, we gotta get higher. Now, piano's not necessarily all that well in tune with itself, but hear how it's just under and dull. We cannot be dull. This is disco. Light up floors, disco balls. Woo-hoo! Leisure suits, that gets us excited. Here we go again, please. Remember? The love boat. It did something. That was boring. Come on. Wiggy wiggy. Now sing love.
Love.
Again, love. One, two, ready, and.
Love.
Now, what's the dynamic level for the first chord? Don't let soft mean unenergized, unfocused, flabby, flat, whatever adjective you want to use. You have to use even more energy to do good, softer singing. One, two, again.
Love.
Some of it is just kind of where we are sort of standing in this little ad hoc formation at this very moment. But I don't hear full chords. I hear a lot of roots and fifths. I don't hear a lot of thirds, okay, that make the chords either major or minor. By the time we got to the end of our da-da-da-da-da-da, we had done this. I need you to work extra hard to keep the tighty-whities in a bunch or whatever it's going to take to keep that pitch going, okay? Let's try that again, please. Especially in your sustained things, okay? Let the other words, we're on a journey, for have a little bit more presence, okay? Also, when we get to the final chord, da-da-da-da-da-da, is that tenor at the heaviest pitches? Yeah, that final da has to get higher, okay? Flat, flat, flat. Last time, be ready to move on, please. One, two, again.
Da, we're on a journey for
because you are going slow. Our boat gets slower and slower, okay? It's in a sea of molasses at the moment. You need to be skating across the waters. Okay, start on your left foot. One, two, left foot, and one, two. Are ready, and here we go.
Love, we're on a journey for love.
Keep marching, come on.
Love, we're on a journey for love.
Happens on the triplets. We're on a journey. We're on a journey. Left, left. The first part of a triplet is on your left foot each time. We're also flat. Second and a half step higher. Sing through the entire song. You got your words? Hope so. Let's see what happens. Hopefully we don't have to throw out any life preservers. Go back to our original key. Now, I need you to really focus on singing as a group. In fact, can we do this? Corners of the room, can we spread out a little bit, and can you face a little bit more towards the center, please? Get some room. We don't need to spread the coronavirus while we're here in the... Here we go. 5, 6. A 5 and 6 and Lee's begin. Also, if you have memorized words, not all of us have memorized where the breath should and shouldn't go. Got a lot of breaths in weird spots. And I'm giving some of those things up here, but no one's watching, or I shouldn't say no one. Very few are watching. Especially after the da-da-da-da-da-da! Got a lot of early people singing love before I even move my arms. Okay? I think you have the da-da-da's memorized, and you probably have the next word memorized. So watch up here! Let's try it again. That will help. Okay? Don't know a lot of the words. Can't help necessarily with the memorization of words other than giving you some repetition. We slow down a lot. Okay? A lot. A lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And I'm going to see if I can figure out. verse 1, and go. Pitches, someone tell me. Okay, ready and go. Yeah, we're not getting up to the E right there, basses. Two, three, and... again, and now we go. Bases together. One and two and three. Listen to this. Listen to that. What, that interval of the fifth. Sing run both parts. Ready? Go. Again, sing. Now, basses, you're flattened as you hold it. Again, run, two, again, sing. Okay, let's add in the berries now. What pitch do you start on berries?
C.
Okay, there's your C. And there's yours. Ready, and go. Making another run instead of run. Okay, again, one, two, again.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Good, can you adjust the berries? Ready, and now go. Again, berries. Okay. Love boat, soon we'll be making another run. Same pulses that the basses we're doing. Okay, it doesn't have to be hard. Take the stuff that we're giving to the other groups, incorporate it. One, two, again, berries.
Love
boat. Nope, under. Two again and go.
Making another run.
All parts this time. Everyone together. One and two and go. Best we've done yet tonight. Okay, now watch me. We're gonna give the little waves onto the boat, right? Again? Ready, again, and go.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Good. Now without me doing the little boat dance. Okay, again? Ready? Take that concentration. We need to have the awe. Something for everyone, or whatever the stitches are, right? That's the awe. One. Okay, back. Again, and go. Same dynamically, it restates something there that's important. Get your mind a new romance. New romance! We sang, mind a new romance! New romance. Okay? I love the attention you're starting to give. because we're no longer shouting. And we're actually working together as a chorus and an ensemble. Keep that up. Can we go back to again? Think about your vowels. Proper vowels. One and two and go. Just a quarter note, get right off again.
Set a course, set a course, set a course, course, set a course for adventure.
I don't have a little F. Okay, one, a two, again.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
Thank you for brightening. Okay, great. If I was going to change one thing to make that better, it's the, again, it's the pause.
Set a course for adventure. Mind on a new romance,
one, two, again.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance,
new romance, new romance.
Basses, it all hinges off of you. If you go flat, everyone's going to follow. No pressure. Okay? We're going to hear baritones and basses. Set a course. One and two and go. Good. Now, you get to that D flat. We have this weird tritone interval, right? Okay? Gotta. Or, no, that's not a tritone, excuse me. That's a seventh. Minor seventh. We gotta keep that from flatting. You're trying to go here. Make it more constant. Gotta stay in that lovely little seventh dissonance, okay? Right? Better? Berries.
Set a course for it. And the natural.
That's hard. Okay, and some of it is vowel placement too.
Set a course for
adventure. You go Kermit for a minute. And that's going to be flat every time.
Set a course for adventure.
And don't whack it. You're not. It's not the game of whack-a-mole there. Okay? Beat that E natural back into the machine.
Set a course for adventure, your mind.
One, two, and three. On the first manse that we just practiced with the basses. Okay, if you were listening while the basses rehearsed, you should have already had that. Let's not repeat ourselves. Again, bass, baritone. One and two, again. Can I have tenors? No lead. Sorry.
E natural.
One and two, and again.
Set.
Any more of the lead? same chord. The only thing that's happening is that Leeds and Barry's just swap their pitches. But it shouldn't sound like a different chord. It should be the exact same sound. Again, sing set up.
Set up.
Now sing set up chorus.
Set up chorus.
You don't know what that chord is. You don't know what it's supposed to sound like. Okay? You know what your pitch is, but you don't know what the whole chord sounds like. Right? We need very little lead. You're the fifth. Sing co one more time. Ready?
Co.
Good. Bass center, sing and go.
Co.
Harry?
Co.
And it's okay, sing set of chords. One, two, again.
Set a course for adventure.
The chur is the exact same chord as chorus, just that you're in a different octave down there basses. You went from the top F to the bottom. Okay, but we should have the exact same sounding chord. Again, set a course. One, two, again.
Set a course for adventure.
Your?
Your.
And what we should have on your is this. In with that on your. So you got the bass there, Barry, and sing your go.
Your.
Now pretend it's the end of a jazz song and sing your go.
Your.
Yeah, that's what it needs to be. Now throw the tenors in with that, which you're on the E flat, right? Sing your and go. Set a course for adventure and stop on the your. One and two again.
Set a course for adventure.
Careful of that interval between the basses and the berries again on mats. With the leads in the middle. Mind, ready, and sing. Good. Now, slow-mo, set a course. Vowels, blend. One, two, again.
Set a course for adventure, your life.
Sloppy cutoff on the mats. Again, one, two, again.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance. New romance.
It goes faster than that, obviously. Set a course, one, two, again.
Set a course for adventure.
There, leads, think about trying to kind of swipe it up a little bit, right? Okay, again, one, two, again. Good, faster, one, two, again.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance, new romance.
Good, let's go back to the beginning of the chorus, please. The love boat. Here we go. One and two and go. One, two, again, and go. Hear gasps. I don't want to hear the gasps. See if you can ungasp. Okay. Let the air naturally fill in. One, two. Last time, and go. That can't be the first pitch. That can't be the first pitch. One and two and go. Now, can I hear basses with them? 2, 3. Again, berries. Nope, the first interval way too wide. Again, berries. 1, 2, again. Stop on a second note. 1, 2, ready and go. One, two, again and go. Yeah, even when we're holding it, we're not agreeing on it. Pitches. Now sing the first three pitches. Ready and go. La, la, two. Ready and go. Make it sound like your head do that. That's the important note. 1, 2, again and go. Okay, bottom three parts. 1 and 2 and. Tenors. There we go. 1 and 2, all parts and sing. Stop on second chord. 1, 2, again, go. Should be this. Again, sing first two chords. 2, again, and sing. Pitch tenors. One, two, again, all go. I like the sound of that a lot. Wow, I'm spending a lot of love-boating time. I didn't anticipate doing quite this, but I think this is good for us. So we start that triplet, and then we all come in and love. 1, 2, 3. Shot the A natural.
Love water, just a half step higher. Love water.
Okay, it's gonna sound like this with your leads. Okay, all parts. 1, 2, and. In the back, you don't need those arms. Okay, and love. 1, 2, and. Better, 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 better. Here's the first part where things went awry. Smile. The second half of smile, we sit there for a dotted half note. And it's slap there. No. We cannot sit there. It has to keep chugging. Okay? Remember back in the warm-ups, we're marching. That has to keep going. Has to have some forward energy, some push. Again, and love. And you also can't take a breath between smile and that's where it is. Take it somewhere else. One, a two, and. Barbershop, but we need to do it to get the feeling of a giant crescendo. What do? We add? Yes. We add the warble, the vibrato at the end, right? It's love. Yeah, the little shake at the very end. Coming back. It's love. Now, here we go, everyone on it's 3, 4, one and go. That's better. Now, what we have to have in our da-da-da-da-da peoples is that the boat cuts off at the right spot. Da-da-da-da-da, the love boat.
Da 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 love boat. I should hear a nice, good, clean, splattery T from everyone except for those leads. Okay? It's love. 3, 4, oh, 1, and go.
We're expecting you.
are still feeling the groove, and that's good. Can you just give it a little bit of motion, okay? You don't have to do a full-on, like, merengue or anything. Can you just give me something that shows that we're not stiff as a board? First pitch was really flat. Leads 1, 2. Now here we go. Both pose, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay? La, 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 la. Okay? It's got to be that moment where it's just... Okay? Remember Airplane?
Yeah.
Remember Airplane when they're in that bar? Right? And he's wearing the white captain suit and it turns into the white leisure suit and he even does one of these things, right? And he even makes the sound effect... Like he's just shot off his gun, ricochet. You got to have that moment where it's a ricochet from every four parts on that bell cord. Two, again.
Whoa.
No, that's too loud. That's blatty. Blah. Blah. That's way over down. That's
soft. Blah.
That's sweet love. One, a two. A one, a two, again.
Whoa. Singing about love? Or does it sound like we're maybe tired and have already been in the marriage for 30 years? Okay? I want you to listen to that and analyze. Two, I want you to listen, especially at the cadence points, the spots where it kind of rests on a chord that makes it sound like the end of a phrase. That's a cadence point, right? Listen to those moments and listen to the vowels. Does every single voice and every voice part match the vowel. Okay? Are we happy people on a boat? Are we using proper vowels? And then lastly, listen to the cutoffs and ending consonants. Where do you need to improve? Those are my three things that I want you to listen for in that full run just now. And then what I want you to do is, while you're listening to the track, have your music in front of you. I actually want you to take little markings. Ooh, that cutoff was sloppy here. That T sound wasn't together over there. Ooh, that initial pitch there was not so good. I couldn't even tell what the word was at that very moment. Okay, listen for those things. I want you to take constructive notes. Okay, so it's not just passive. You're not just checking off the box that says, I did my homework assignment. We actually want something to come about from your listening. Okay? Sound good?